Hello, my name is Tony Reid. Welcome to GAY, a radio programme for LGBTI people and their friends, on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM and other access radio stations around New Zealand. As this programme is going out just after Christmas, we'll keep it fairly light-hearted. It's just me on my own this time, and the title of today's programme is Queen of the Broadway Revivals, or Battle of the Divas. Who will win the Tony Award in 2025 for Best Actress in a Musical? The English revival of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard, arguably his most operatic score, has moved to Broadway, with all its English cast intact, and so far has been the talk of the season. Cunningly, the cast album, recorded from live London performances and not a studio performance, was issued to coincide with the Broadway opening night on October the 20th. That double CD, more or less the complete opera, is available on YouTube and well demonstrates the quality of this revival. If you're looking for it, the official name of it in the revival is Sunset BLVD. They abbreviate Boulevard officially as the name of the show. Leading the show is Norma Desmond, the famous silent movie star yearning for a comeback, is Nicole Scherzinger, a Filipino-American singer, songwriter, dancer, actress, etc., possibly a quintuple threat, who knows, making her Broadway debut. So far, she is certainly leading the pack for any Tony Award and has received almost universal praise. Judge for yourself. Rather than playing one of the two big hits, I'm doing the very last track of the piece, the famous ending line. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. After which, in the Andrew Lloyd Webber version, she sings another couple of lines and the big fat tune takes over. So this scene gives a good glimpse into what is producing all those endless standing ovations. The final excerpt begins with her faithful servant Max guiding her out of her mansion to meet her destiny, having murdered the hero. In her total mental breakdown, she imagines she is filming her big comeback as Salome. So Nicole Scherzinger, the closing moments of Sunset Boulevard.
This is the entrance to the palace, and they're waiting for your dance.
Of course, now I
I can't go on with this scene. I'm sorry. I'm too happy. May I say a few words, Mr. DeMille? I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be back in the studio making a picture. I promise you, I will never desert you again. This is my life. It always will be. There is nothing else. Just us and the cameras and all you wonderful people out there in the dark. And now, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. This time I'm staying for good. I'll be back where I was born someday. With one look, I'll be there.
As I said, virtually the whole cast from London has transferred to Broadway, an almost unheard-of event. The leading man is 25-year-old Tom Francis, who is also making quite an impact. His big number, Sunset Boulevard, opens Act Two, but in both London and in NYC, that takes place mostly outside the theatre, as he sings it walking the streets of London and New York. The latter in particular has been a delicate operation at times. He also sang it entering the Royal Albert Hall on the night of the Olivier Awards in London, the British Tonys, earlier this year, an event which was, of course, recorded. So here is Tom Francis on that occasion, just before winning the Best Actor in a Musical Award. We will hear a lot more of Mr. Francis. So here he is entering the Albert Hall. You'll hear various sort of side bits of sound, but especially when he enters the auditorium, but you'll be able to pick out more or less what's going on. And, of course, you can watch the video on YouTube. Tom Francis singing Sunset Boulevard.
Wanted my pool, my dose of fame, wanted my parking space at Warner's. But after a year, a one-room hell, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, wallpaper peeling at the corners. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war. Out here they're always keeping score. Beneath the tan the battle rages. Smile or rent a smile, fill someone's glass, kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass. We do whatever pays the wages. Sunset Boulevard, headline. getting there is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, Jackpot Boulevard. Once you won, you have to go on winning. You think I've sold out? Dead right, I've sold out. I just keep waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular rations, 24-hour, 5-star room service. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking her money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer. L.A. has changed a lot over the years since those brave gold rush pioneers came in those creaky covered wagons. Far as they could go and off the line, their dreams were yours, their dreams were mine. But in those dreams were hidden dragons. Sunset Boulevard, frenzied boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was sinking fast, I threw a rope. Now I have suits and she has hope. It seemed an elegant solution. One day this must end, it isn't real. Still I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, ruthless boulevard, destination for the stony hearted. Sunset Boulevard, lethal boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started. Here on Sunset Boulevard.
So that's Big Revival number one. Revival number two has only just opened in previews as I record this, in advance of the official opening night on December the 19th. Watch out for the reviews then. Gypsy is considered one of the greatest musicals of the 20th century and has been much revived, though not on Broadway for about 15 years. This relative drought is being brought to a spectacular close by the long-awaited appearance of Audra McDonald as Mama Rose. Audra is the winner of no less than 6 Tony Awards already in both the dramatic and musical categories. She now stars in The Gilded Age on TV as the mother of the main black character. She will also be the first black Mama Rose in a major revival. This role was, of course, created by Ethel Merman in 1959, and since then has seen in the role Angela Lansbury, Tyne Daly, Bernadette Peters and Patti LuPone, whilst more recently Imelda Staunton has triumphed in London. For those unfamiliar with Ms. McDonald's voice, there are as yet no decent recordings of her singing any of the Mama Rose numbers. A search revealed an interesting duet with Broadway's last Mama Rose, Patti LuPone. This is of two Judy Garland songs, Get Happy and Happy Days Are Here Again. It was originally sung simultaneously in duet on the Judy Garland TV show in the early 60s, when Judy was joined by a very young Barbara Streisand. Since then, many have taken up this number, including Judy herself with Liza Minnelli, and now Madame LuPone and MacDonald, who suitably belt it out. So here are Patti and Audra singing Get Happy and Happy Days Are Here Again.
Forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
I hear again.
You gotta chase all your cares away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing
come
a song
on, get happy.
Of cheer again.
Get
happy days are
here
again.
The sun is shining.
All together.
Come on, get happy.
Shout it now, there is no one who can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah,
so
come on, get happy.
But it now,
happy
we're
days
going
to the promised
again.
Land.
the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on.
Forget your troubles.
Just get happy
again.
You've got the chance to
lose the world. I come there again.
Shout hallelujah.
Sing so
and just get happy
again. Happy
time.
Happy time.
Happy night.
Happy night.
Happy days are here again.
MacDonald is a natural soprano, which of course makes her voice rather different from Ethel Merman and friends. So here she is in this mode, singing one of her regular concert numbers, I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. This is taken from a performance in Britain, where she realises the audience know all the words and gets them to sing along, with quite amusing result, really. So here is Audra MacDonald, I Could Have Danced All Night.
I couldn't go to bed, my head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight, not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance. I could have danced, danced. It's too damn popular.
You all know it, right? You all know this song. All right, sing it with me. Come on. Everybody's gonna make their debut. Ready? Here we go.
I could have. I could have. It's so nice to hear Dawn's. I could have. All right, too many good voices. Everybody be quiet. My solo, I'll never know what made it so.
I doubt if any previous Mama Rose could have sung that last note quite like that, anyway. Mama Rose's big number comes at the end of Gypsy and is called Rose's Turn. Hopefully we can soon hear Audra's version. But in the meantime, here is the final section from Imelda Staunton in the 2015 West End revival, which was fortunately filmed. I actually saw it on a flight back from the UK, I think. So here is Imelda Staunton doing the end of Rose's Turn.
Mama's done, let go! Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. give them love. What does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look, because each of them leaves you. All your life, from what does it get you? Thanks a lot, out with the garbage. They take vows while you're back zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie?
There will, of course, be other Tony challengers, and quite a few shows have in the past sneaked in on the very last few weeks of the period that Tony Awards are delivered for any given years, with mixed results, it must be said. They'll have a job dethroning these two divas, however. So that is, if you like, our post-Christmas Capity Gay. We have more coming next year. We've already arranged at least one more interview. And I'll be reviewing a new autobiography of a well-known gay star. So see you in 2025.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.